Every Gospel News.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, how you guys doing out there tonight? Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. I'll put a special report tonight because I have found some information out there that has not been shared, and it seems to be a hush-hush. They had a talk at Capitol Hill where this Messianic Jewish guy named, his name is Jonathan David Cohen. Cohan's his last name. I mean, C-A-H-N is his last name. Okay, he's a Messianic Jew, and he's the one who believes in Christ, okay? He came to the Capitol Hill to give a speech and to address the problems that we're having in this nation, but this has not been on the news nowhere. It has seemed to be something that has been hid from the people. And tonight, I'm going to open up my line, but first I want you guys to hear what this guy came, when he came to Capitol Hill, what he said and what he had to say to our nation as well as our president. Okay, and once again, this guy's name, the guy is a rabbi, with all due respect to him, Rabbi John Cohen.
Honorable court. But if this honorable physical court should overrule the word of God and strike down the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself has ordained, how then will God save it? Supreme Court justices, can you judge the ways of God? Can you, with man-made verdicts, overrule the eternal laws of God? There is another court, and there is another judge, and before him all men and all judges will give account. If a nation's high court should pass judgment on the Almighty, should you then be surprised that the Almighty should pass judgment on the court and that nation? In the book of Jeremiah, it's written, as a nation ever exchanged its gods, yet my people have exchanged their glory for that which cannot help them. Let us not pretend as to what we are now doing. We are doing that which Israel did on the altars of Baal. We are exchanging our God for idols, our light for darkness, and our glory for that which cannot save us. Are we ready to risk that which comes on the other side of that exchange, the day when the blessings of heaven are removed from the land? We began with a word from the president of our first nation on the day that he began as president. I now speak a word to the president of our nation's most recent days. Each time I've spoken here, I've asked a question. I'll now answer it. Mr. President, with all respect that is due, what happens if one assumes the presidency by placing his left hand on the word of God, and then with his right hand enacts laws that war against the very same word of God on which he laid his hand? Such an act invokes the judgment of the Almighty. To swear an oath on the word of God on which it's written, defend the weak, and do not murder, and then to not defend the weak, to not protect the unborn, but instead to advance their murder, is to invoke the judgment of the Almighty. To swear an oath on the word of God in which it's written, do not cause your brother to stumble, and then to seek to force those who uphold the word of God to transgress the word of God by partaking in the killing of the unborn and the celebration of sin, is to invoke the judgment of the Almighty. And to swear an oath on the word of God in which it's written, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, and then to take part in the leading of a nation away from the eternal rules of order and right that heaven itself hath ordained, and against the very word of God on which you laid your hand, is to invoke the judgment of the Almighty. When the leaders of ancient Israel turned away from God, when they abolished his precepts and broke his covenant, they did so in the shadow of Moses, whose voice cried out to them in warning. Mr. President, when you address the nation from this house, look up above the senators and the representatives, above the Supreme Court justices, and above the invited guests, and you'll see a face, the only full visage in that wall. Looking back at you, it is the face of Moses. And if that face could speak, it would say this: no man can overrule the laws of God, no order can annul the order of God, and no judgment of man can stand against the judgments of God. Invoke not his judgment, but choose life. Lead in the way of repentance. Invoke the grace of God that he might have mercy on this land. We've come to a most critical moment. As Elijah stood on top of Mount Carmel and cried out to Israel in his hour of decision in between two altars and two gods, his voice now cries out to America and says, choose you this day whom you will serve. 70 years ago, the chaplain of the United States Senate cried out with the same voice and said to this nation, if the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him and go to hell. Tonight, America stands at the crossroads. And as Elijah came to the summit of Mount Carmel to make a declaration, we come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness, or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence. And from this high place, we make this declaration. We will not bow down our knees to Baal. We will not bow down our knees to political correctness. We will not bow down our knees to a morality that is as shifting as sand in the wind. We will not bow down our knees to the laws and precepts of rebellion or the sacred vows of moral apostasy. We will not bow down our knees to the idols of man. We will not bow down to Baal. We will bow down our knees only to the Lord our God, come what may, and we will have no other gods before him. For some trust in chariots, some trust in princes, some trust in Supreme Court, some trust in White Houses, some trust in government, some trust in Wall Street, some trust in powers, and some trust in idols. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God, the name above all names, above all kings, above all powers. We will trust in the only name given by which we can be saved. We will trust in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the Judge of all judges, the Light of the world, the glory of Israel, the foundation stone upon which this nation came into existence, and the only answer.
So you guys hear there, this is something that we have not heard. This has not hit our media. This was in April that Jonathan Kahn came to the Capitol Hill and addressed our nation about the condition that we're living in. And people, my lines is ready to be open. Only a couple of rules. You guys are more than welcome to call in, and I will answer your call and let you get on the air and say what you may or what you want to say. But first of all, just a few rules here. And two rules before we get started. First, no cursing. Please don't. This is about a Christian. This is about salvation, you know, people who really believe. And two, that you might kind of slow down your talk so you may convey yourself clearly. Three, please don't talk over one another. And I had a caller on there. It was 661. You can call back, and I'll be more than glad to open the lines to you. I think it's kind of funny that our media covers all kind of stuff, but they won't show us the most important things that are going on in our world. They don't show us that our nation is being warned about the courses on. This is a Messianic Jew, and he confronts the president head on about the way he is taking this country and what is going on and the things that he is doing, how it is bringing the wrath of God upon this nation. You know, when you look at the Bible tells us a story, not so much a story, but it tells us about our past, our present, and our future. See, sometimes people say, okay, it's been written because God, in other words, it's certain things they say are prophetic and they're going to happen anyway, but God knows the attitude of the people. He just simply told us that they won't turn. When you look at chapter 17, a lot of people say, oh, America is not in the Bible, but that's not true because you look at chapter 17 of Revelation. It says, mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Okay, and one would say, how would you equate that to America? Well, you got to remember, America is a melting pot. And there's just a few scriptures that I'm going to use out here because basically tonight, if you guys want to talk about this and get on the line and have your voice heard, it is the night to do so. Okay, it says, upon our forehead, and this is Revelation 17, upon our forehead was written, okay, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth. Then it goes on to tell you about the woman in verse 15, because I'm jumping, and I'm not going to be able to go through all of the scripture. It says, and he said unto me, the waters which thou saw, where the whore sitteth, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues, the great melting pot. Right here in America, okay? And so he lets you know where you're at. And then goes on at the last verse. This is something, chapter 17, will be for you to read yourself all the way through. The last verse is verse 18. He says, the woman which thou saw is that great city which reign over the kings of the earth. So we know that's the United Nations. This is the only place you can come and go shopping in your enemy's country, and nothing happens to you. Whoever they are, whether they like us or not, or like this country or not, they can shop. So here it is. We hear about Kim Kardashian having a baby. We hear about Bruce Jenner having this sex change and all of this, and now he's a woman. And you look at this stuff, and like he's saying, the president is praising the lawlessness of it. He's praising and telling people, I'm glad you're coming out, and furthering iniquity. So what has happened? God, this nation has been warned, but we are not aware of it. It does not come on our regular media. You know, they're not going to tell us nothing worthwhile. So here this guy is at Capitol Hill, and he's giving a warning. And believe me, God is speaking through that man about the conditions of this nation, and he's pretty much just saying, I had enough. Okay, this is what's happening. You know, and he's good with the transgender and all that. And these things, these people that live this way, you know, they talk about their love and they care about these people. But my question is, how are you going to care about somebody? And the Bible has already told you, and it starts, this is Peter, okay, in 2 Peter chapter 2. And he says, spare not the old world, but save Noah and 8 souls, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world. And then he talks about the condition that's in our nation. Well, In the days of Noah, if you go to chapter 6 of Genesis, you'll find out the earth was full of violence and sexual immorality. And then on 2 Peter chapter 6, it says, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow and making an example unto those that after should live ungodly and delivering just Lot. What was in Sodom and Gomorrah? They came down, the angels came down, they stopped and talked to Abraham, our forefather, which he's talking about the one God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, our God. Okay, so they stopped at Abraham, they talked to Abraham, they went down into where Lot was at. Abraham was begging him, talking about if there's just one man or 10 saved people, and he went on. And I'm pretty sure, depending on how well you know the Bible, you might know the stuff to come out so they can have them. Lot offered them the daughter. They said, no, we wanted the men. The angels pulled him in the house and blinded him. And then later on, God rained fire and brimstone on them. It is a condemned lifestyle, and Obama is applauding this lifestyle. I can't believe some of the stuff has gone on under this president. I believe, like one guy said, so everybody seems to go there with good intents, but after being there for so long, they become corrupt. Washington, I'm talking about. And here is in Romans 1. It says, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Revelations 1 and 26. Okay? Okay, let's go with 25 first. It says, who changed the truth of God into a lie. What is our nation doing? What is it doing? It's doing the exact same thing. It's telling us that we can marry man, a man, and woman, but that's turning God's truth into a lie. God has divinely, like he said, God has divinely created that. That is a sanctuary of marriage. Marriage is for a man and a woman. Okay, and he said, and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. He said, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Notice this. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the women, burning in their lust one towards another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, unnatural, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their errors, which was meat. And then he goes on about a whole lot of other sins. And they just, you know, it says, and he says, and it, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, a worthless mind, to do those things which were not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. So that's what's happened in this nation. And anybody want to call in, if you don't have the number is 773-897-6105. Once again, 773-897-6105. Once again, 773-897-6105. Okay, so we see this happening. He comes to the White House because what is happening, God's judgment is coming for us now. We're up under a curse at this point. What we see now happening in our nation with the shootings and people killing people, you know, massive shooting, you know, they don't shoot one person, run into church and shoot all the people up. You had the theater, you know, that is because we have rejected God. Like he said, we have put God out of every facet of our life, but then we want his blessing and protection. That's what's going on. And it's a sad day for America because they don't understand that God has had enough. They don't understand that we're at the point where he's going to destroy our nation. And the admonition he gave at this point and for our particular time of where we're living at is in Revelation 18 to the harlot, Babylon the Great. This is what he said to us in this time for us believers. And he said that after these things, I saw another angel come down. This was 18 and 1, come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice. saying Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen, and it's become what? The habitation of devils, in the hold of every foul spirit, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The habitation of devils, their spirits are living in the people. This is the dwelling place of the wicked now. And what he goes on to say, and for all nations have drank of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. See, God's divine judgment is sitting upon this nation. When you're talking about a plague is something that seems like everybody is catching. It's something that if you rub up against it, you'll get it too. And this is what he said. I'm going to kind of cut through. This is Isaiah 66. And he went on and said, I'm going all the way to the bottom of 3 because he says, I'm not going to read all of them, but at the bottom of 3 after idols, he said, yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their souls delighted in their abomination. And I will also choose their delusion. You know what a delusion is? When you see a fact of something that proves something is a lie, that you hold to it. Okay, so he will choose their delusion. And I will bring their fear upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. The lifestyles we're living here now, people in America. Whether people believe it or not, and like I said, the lines is open. I had one caller, 661. You can welcome the call back. Once again, the number is 773-897-6105. So we've been warned. And at this point, it's come out of America, come out of this state of mind that we're living in. We're not supposed, as it says in Romans 1, that we should be living sacrifice. In other words, we shouldn't be submitting to this madness that we see going on, even if it's coming from the president. And like he was talking about political correctness, when you see political correctness, all I see is people who follow and don't have their own minds. Because if you say something's right, I can't disagree with it, because that's what we all supposed to do. I see them pushing their agenda very heavily on our population. And then all these people applauding the stuff that has killed other nations. And that's cities or whatever, but it killed them. So now we're in the judgment of God. You know, regardless of what people believe, the judgment of God is not just upon the human family, but it's directed at us right now because of the way we're living. In Romans 1 said, Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. In other words, be ye changed, and by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. See, this is the problem today. We have too many churches, and they're not warning the people. They're not telling this guy. When I seen this guy, it brought fear in my heart, because I realized we've been warned. That's all he does. He sent his messenger to let us know trouble is coming now. I've talked, and, you know, I've said you guys have kicked me out of the church, and you didn't kick me out of this. You know, all these things that they constantly have done. So now he sends this messianic Jew. And I do my hats off to him, because I know that has to have been a serious job to do that day, and to really come out and tell, you know, speak what God wanted him to speak to the people, to this nation. But see, our nation, our news here is worthless, you know, because we didn't hear nothing about it. If it wasn't for me this so happening to be on the internet, I would have never known anything about this. I just so happened to see it, and something said, stop by and look at that speech that this guy was talking about. He had a warning for America, and I always see that, and I was like, yeah, okay. You know, but when I really seen what was being said, I said, whoa, this is no joke. This guy is standing in Capitol Hill, and the American people are not aware of this. Nobody's heard about it on news. It's almost 3 months past, and it's finally being leaked out. It's called Live Link or whatever. Finally being leaked out. And then we get to hear, we've been warned. You know? And it goes on to say, he's talking to Babylon, okay? And when he gets to talking to Babylon, yeah, I'm going to look at, and I'm in Jeremiah 50, what he tells us. He says, the sound of battle is in the land, in of great destruction. This is verse 23 of 50. See, how is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Now, look at this. See, people play a part in God's program and don't even know it. I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art taken, O Babylon. And thou was not aware that thou art found, and also caught, because thou hast strived part against the Lord. You know that Snowden, Edward Snowden, the CIA person, when he came out, nobody knew America was being spied on. I mean, America was spying on everybody. But he took the information. He said, I have laid a snare for thee, O thou, and thou art taken, O Babylon. And thou was not aware, thou art found. He showed their most hidden secrets. They were spying on diplomats. They're spying on the people in the country. They're spying on everybody. They were found. They got caught. And also caught. They're caught. Caught with their hands in the cookie jar. Because thou hast strived against the Lord. The Lord has opened his armory, and has brought forth thy weapons of is the work of the Lord, God of hosts, of many armies, in the land of Chaldea. Okay? This is prophetic. They were speaking about this nation, even though they make reference to them, but this is the Babylon is talking about. They are found, they're caught. The hammer of the whole earth. You know, they were seen to have been the last world power. Okay? And he tells you, and he goes on to say, in the voice of them that flee it, escape out of the land of Babylon, and declare in Zion vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance in the temple. And he said, goes on, and this is 51, he said, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will rise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. So, America Day has come. We have once time we were this great nation. Pretty soon, this nation is going to be in a bad position. And I'm here to close out. And I gave you guys the line. And Monday, Tuesday, I'm also going to open the line. But sometimes you guys got to wait until that finish. I wasn't going to stop the speech in the middle. But it goes on and says, reward unto her even as she has rewarded you. Double unto her according to her works, in the cup which she has filled to her double. How much she has glorified herself and lived illustriously, so much sorrow and torment give her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen and no widow, and she'll see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues, God's divine judgment, shall come in one day, death, mourning, famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. We're in trouble, people. And I thank you guys for coming out. I just want to get that out there across the airway so you guys can see the truth that they're hiding from us, the delusion God's going to put on these people, and what's about to happen. Thank you guys for coming out once again. And Jay, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a great evening.